Topic 3. Muslims in the World. Listen and answer question number 1. Thank you for joining us tonight. The debate will continue on whether or not Muslims are a threat to world peace. Like most stereotypes, there may be an element of truth in the perception that there are terrorist groups in the Muslim culture. This is similar to the belief that Scottish people don't like spending money or that Russians like to drink vodka. Of course, this does not mean that all Scottish people don't like spending money or that all Russians drink vodka. The mass media are largely responsible for encouraging a prejudiced view of Muslims. They did not criticize Christianity when Catholics and Protestants kill each other in Ireland, but whenever radical Muslims commit acts of terror, the mass media implies that all Muslims are terrorists. According to the Quran, Muslims respect human rights and the dignity of human life. In other words, Islam is a religion that regards peace as one of its highest values. So it's not right for all Muslims to be treated like terrorists. However, Muslims who are living in other countries, especially the USA or Europe, are often treated unfairly because of prejudice. We should cast away such prejudices and treat them fairly, and we should try to understand that they have a different culture and religion from ours. Tonight we will meet with two groups of people from the Muslim society. They will talk about their lives. One group is anti-Western, and the other group contains people who have left a Muslim country to live in Australia. These people will talk about the different experiences they have had. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.